Good morning, welcome back to Nachyami. Today we are going to be learning together Mizmor Chof Aleph, the 21st chapter of the book of Tehillim. Many people actually view this Mizmor as the mirror parallel to Mizmor Chof, the one we just learned together. Bir Zemei, let's try to appreciate it on its own basis before thinking globally. This Mizmor, in terms of overview and structure, is comprised of 14 psukim, and it is divided into basically two sections. The first pasuk is the Kotevet, the inscription, which reads Lam Natzeach Mizmor LeDavid, which seems to be the general theme of the first book of Tehillim, the first book of Tehillim being from Aleph to Mem Aleph. And the first section of the Mizmor reads from Beis to Zion, the second pasuk to the seventh pasuk, in which it's a description and of the happiness and blessings of the king, the earthly king, it sounds like, a human being king who is being blessed. From Psukim Ches to Yud Gimel, 8 to 13, is a bracha that the king will beat all of his enemies by trusting in Hashem. And finally, the closing, with a closing pasuk, like the previous mizmor, seems to close with a global praise, which is Ruma Hashem bu'uzecho, Hashem is exalted in your strength, Noshiro unezamra gvurosecho, let us sing in your strength, which sounds like the people themselves talking once again. Let's appreciate, just in terms of the themes of this mizmor, it seems that there are many distinctions between the first half and the second half of this mizmor. The first half, it seems that Hashem is spoken to directly, Hashem bo'ozecho, Hashem in your strength, and the king is spoken to about in the third person, Hashem bo'ozecho, in your strength, Hashem, yismach melech, let the king, this third person king, be successful. Whereas in the second section, Hashem is spoken of in third person, and the king is spoken to directly, which is fascinating, as it describes, you, the king, will do this, la'eis ponecho Hashem ba'apoye va'aleim, v'toich leim esh. Then Hashem will do this for you. So there's a switch as to who the direct conversation is about and to in the two sections. Another difference between the first and second half of this mizmor is that it sounds like in the first section that it's referring to a king in general. Generally speaking, kings are blessed. Kings have longevity. The second section, it seems to be referring to a very specific king. This king, you should succeed against your enemies. It's much more personal. It seems to be about somebody directly in their presence. And which also leads to another distinction, which is that in the first section, it sounds like the brachos of the first half are about longevity and success of a king, whereas the brachos in the second half are about destroying enemies. Very specific, very strong, as opposed to positive success, it's almost negative to neutral success. The mizmor in general closes like it starts. That means to say its chatima is ke'ena p'ticha, if you want to put it into academic terms. It closes in the same way it starts, which is, it starts of Hashem ba'ozecha, Hashem in your strength, yismach melech, that the king will succeed. At the end, it closes with Ruma Hashem Bu'uzecho, the same word, in your strength Hashem, be exalted, Nashira Nezamra Gvorosecho, let us then succeed, and we are going to, together with the king, sing about that. So it very clearly is one unit, very clearly bookended by these ideas. What events can we point to behind this mizmor? So Rav Amos Chacham and the Malbim, and a number of the other Mefarshim point out, that it is in generally very vague. But it could be, in fact, that this was a mizmor said at the inauguration of a king, and perhaps even specifically David HaMelech. This could be, you know, part of the, almost, if you think about it, the invocation of that ceremony of where a king is being brought to power, and part of that invocation, part of this benediction which is being given, is about how this king will ultimately succeed. In fact, the Malbim says, to be quite precise, as the Malbim says in general, is the word Selah is a breaker. In the Tehillim, it sort of is a large period or paragraph almost within a Mizmor of Tehillim. And therefore, he says that the whole introduction is up to the word Selah towards the beginning of the Mizmor. There is another way of looking at this altogether, and that is, as the Midrash in Tehillim says, the Radak references this, this Mizmor could not be referring to an earthly king that we have seen in the past, not a specific discrete king in the past, but rather the king in the future, which is referring to Melech HaMashiach, the king of the Messiah, who is going to be coming in the future. The Midrash says that there are three things in this world which are called Oiz, strength. Oiz seems to be a primary word at the beginning and the end of this Mizmor. One of them is Torah, one of them is justice, and one of them is Melech HaMashiach. quoting Pesukim for each of those, perhaps that's what the king is going, the Melech HaMashiach is going to be bringing with him. Like the Gemara in Sukkah says very fascinating things, that the Melech HaMashiach sees that the Mashiach ben Yosef, the Messiah, the son of Joseph, is going to die, and therefore asks for life. That's why in Pasuk Hey he says, Chaim Sha'al Mimcha. He is asking life of you. The king is asking life of you, O God. Because remember this section, the king is being described in third person. Hashem is being talked to. He is asking life of you, O God. In fact, that is an acronym for Mashiach backwards. Chaim Sha'al Mimcha. Ches Shin Mem. That is Mashiach backwards, because he is asking for life because he saw the Mashiach ben Yosef who was killed. There is another option which one should be aware of over here, or misinterpretation, and that is that Radak points out that the Christians suggest that this mizmor is all about their savior, Yoshka. And therefore the Radak takes the license to go through this mizmor pasuk by pasuk to dismiss each of their claims. It is fascinating, it's worthwhile understanding this, because a lot of times we may see verses quoted in English which have nothing to do with the actual Hebrew. And therefore it's important to understand what's really going on over here and avoid misinterpretation. The Radak does point out that conceptually it is impossible to be referring to Mashiach for a number of reasons, and one of the favorite ones that he quotes that I thought was really interesting was, he says that it talks about how the Melech is Botach B'Hashem, that this king trusts in God. And he says, wait a second. He says, Ha'elokut Ein Sorech Loi Livtoach Ba'acher. A God doesn't need to trust in a God. If this Son of Man is a God, he shouldn't be trusting in God. He is God. He's an expression of God. Doesn't need anybody else for that. If he's flesh, he's going to trust flesh. Oh, look, he did. He was crucified. He says, and therefore the whole way you read it over here is not congruous. It does not work with the idea that this is referring to the Christian Savior. Worthwhile noting that as well. This mizmor does not appear in other sections in our tefillah, but it is, when considering two psukim in the spotlight, just to focus on two very fascinating points. One is an intertextual point. Intertextuality is where certain words are used commonly in Tanakh to clearly link ideas. And in Pasuk Dalet over here, we are told the following blessing about the king, or the prayer for the king, which is Kisa Kadmeno Birkos Tov, that you're going to be preceded by all these wonderful good blessings. Toshis L'Roshoi Ateres Pazin, is going to wear a golden crown on his head. What is fascinating is that there actually was an episode in David HaMelech's early life where he did get a very famous golden crown, and that is in Shmuel Bey's Perik Yud Bey's Pasuk Lamed, where David HaMelech attacks easterly, the easterly kingdom of Ammon, and conquers their main city called Rabbah. And there we're told, quoting that pasuk, "Vayikach es ateres malkom me'al roshoi," he took the crown of the king from his head, "umishkala," and it was weighed kikar zahav ve'even yukara, it was weighed a talent of gold, and it was had precious stones on it, "vadi al rosh David," and it was placed on the head of David. And he had much loot that he was able to extract from the city. It is very clear that it seems that this blessing of the king, as being phrased in Tehillim, is referring to that specific incident in which David HaMelech, the king, who in his inauguration is being blessed with being able to have this golden crown of success, which was witnessed in David HaMelech's life. One last pasuk in focus, and that is the last pasuk, which is Rumo Hashem Bu'uzecha. Noshiro Nizamro Guvorosecho, be exalted, O Lord, through your strength, and we will chant and sing praises to your mighty deeds. It is fascinating to note that the Keser Shem Tov, which is the Baal Shem Tov, has a very beautiful comment where he quotes a parable about, imagine that you have a king who has a young son. The king's son, this little prince, makes a little house in the back of the palace made out of sticks. And one of the courtiers comes over and knocks down the little house of this prince. The prince comes wailing to his father, the king, and the king laughs it off. And the reason he laughs it off is because, yes, the son may have lost his little stick house, but in the end of the day, when he grows older, he's going to inherit and be the crown prince for an entire kingdom and a palace. So this loss is relatively insignificant. Says the Malbim, what we're saying over here to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Hashem, in the future, you're going to build the Beis HaMikdash, you're going to bring the Melech HaMashiach, and therefore we'll laugh, we will rejoice about that, because even though things may break, little stick houses may break in our lives, we should realize that there's much more to laugh about. It's not really the big picture. Sticks and stones can be fixed. It can be replaced. It may be difficult when we have to replace something which we invested in, but ultimately, lefum tzara agrosh yanchilenu l'olam haba, that even some of the difficulties will be giving us the bigger palace, the bigger house in olam haba, which is how we close this. Meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.